In celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country, local members of the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, will bring some insight into the life of the patriots buried in Southeast Missouri. Peter Hartle was born in Germany around 1750. He immigrated to North America aboard the Minerva, departing from Rotterdam, Holland, and arrived at the Port of Philadelphia on September 17, 1771. Following his arrival, he settled in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania. With the outbreak of the American Revolution and the colony's Declaration of Independence, Hartle joined the Pennsylvania Militia. He served in the 1st Battalion of Cumberland County under the command of Captain Daniel Clapp Sadler. Following the conclusion of the Revolutionary War, Hartle returned to Cumberland County, but remained there only briefly before relocating to Lincoln County, North Carolina. On April 16, 1785, he received a land grant of 61 acres situated on the waters of Howard's Creek, where he likely engaged in farming. He married his first wife, Elizabeth Reiter, on February 25, 1778, in Washington County, Maryland. He later married Elizabeth Masters about 1795 in North Carolina. In 1801, the availability of inexpensive and abundant land prompted Peter Hartle and his family to migrate to the Cape Girardeau district of the Louisiana Territory. A deed dated March 18, 1802, reveals the sale of his land on Howard's Creek in North Carolina. And according to the testimony of George F. Bullinger, Hartle established his settlement on the land claim in November 1803. He initially cut logs for the construction of a cabin and enclosed a small tract of land with fencing. The cabin was completed in January 1804, at which time Hartle moved his family onto the property. Bullinger further testified that Hartle continued to reside on and cultivate the land thereafter. The records indicate that as of December 20, 1803, Hartle had a wife and six children living with him. The original Hartle land grant was located along the Whitewater River near present-day Scopus Township in what is now Bullinger County, Missouri. Hartle's Ford, situated at the bend in the Whitewater River, marks the location where Peter Hartle and his family crossed the river to establish their homestead, becoming among the early settlers of the region. Peter died without a will, and his oldest son, Simon Hartle, was appointed, along with Joseph Baker, to inventory the estate on August 4, 1819, in Cape Girardeau County. Peter is buried in the first grave in the Hartle Cemetery, a plot of land which was part of his original land grant. Many Hartle descendants have been buried in this cemetery. This is Pamela Johnson. If you would like to know more about Peter Hartle, please go to krcu.org.